DW.
It's an ancient agricultural method that dates back to the Aztecs, but I confess I'd never heard of aquaponics until I went for a drink a few weeks ago at Le Serre. It's a popular open-air bar located at the old municipal greenhouses in Bologna's main park.
It's nice for people to have the chance to see new things in a public space that's open to the whole city.
Lorenzo Burlando is a founder of Kilowatt, the eco-friendly team that runs the venue, where you can sit and have an aperitif in the middle of a functioning kitchen garden.
This year we've created this aquaponic growing system. It's based on this table where people can study, eat and work. But at the same time, it's an aquaponic system. The fish swim around in these little open ponds in the table top, interconnected underneath. There's also a big pond with fish over there, and they are all connected by underground pipes, which take water to vertical growing towers. Using the water and the fish waste, you can cultivate through a sustainable ecosystem.
The guys who created the table, vertical growing towers and raised fish pond are aquaculturist Gianmarco Tambora, agronomist Luca Settanni and designer Francesco Lombardo. Having captured public attention through the very table we're now sitting round, they started offering workshops teaching you how to construct an aquaponic system in your own home.
The aquaponic system started with the organic waste produced by the fish. Then two types of bacteria convert the organic waste in nutrient for the plants. And then the plant can grow up and purify the water for the fish. And so in your house you can have a little ecosystem, like in the nature.
As well as teaching, Francesco Lombardo is sharing his personal experience of home aquaponics.
If you don't have natural light, you can use LED light, because it's perfect to produce vegetable indoor. In my indoor little garden, I actually produce basil, lettuce, goji berries, parsley, sage and rosemary.
One of today's participants is Chiara. She already has a hydroponic corner in her apartment, which she built using an IKEA kit.
As an event organizer, a few years ago, I organized one on aquaculture, and we had a section on vertical farming. From then on, I became passionate about the subject and started following this kind of event.
Francesco says anyone can create a DIY aquaponic system, and once it's functioning, it's easier to maintain than herbs in a window box.
If you go away, you can have a little ecosystem that go anyway without your human operation, and so when you come back, you can harvest your best vegetables. In aquaponic system, you don't have to water the vegetables because it's a closed circle. And so when you start with the first quantity of water, you have only reintegrate the water that evaporates naturally.
Sitting next to me during the theoretical part of the workshop is Carlo.
In the future, I'd like to open my own aquaponic farm. I've come here to learn how to make a mini aquaponic system at home. I work on a normal farm and have always worked in agriculture. I'm convinced this is the future. There are too many of us. More people to feed, less space. We can't pollute. With this kind of agriculture, you can produce anywhere. In the desert, in a city, in closed rooms. So it's ideal. I'm starting from home. This is the first time I've come into contact with this reality. And I'm curious.
The practical part of the workshop begins with us planting seeds in pots lined with clay pebbles. We're then given gloves and testing kits for analysing various parameters in the water, essential to create the ideal balanced conditions for both fish and plants. The last stage involves building the actual structure. Ginevra is a biologist who lives and works in Bologna and has been taking copious notes throughout today's workshop.
Personally, as a biologist, I think it's very interesting because it means recreating your small circuit ecosystem. So you're really leaving it all up to the bacteria, to the fish, and to the plants. As they said in the course, they do their own thing, and it's actually very sustainable, so you don't have the added influence of pesticides or chemicals, or you try to act less as possible on the ecosystem and just let nature do its thing.
I'm curious to know how events organizer Chiara got on and if she's likely to go home and put what she's just learned into practice.
Sono stati molto, diciamo, chiari perché non è facilissimo. È molto delicato, secondo me, come sistema.
They were very clear because it's not that easy. It's a very delicate system, in my opinion, but with a bit of practice, you can do it. Then the good thing is you can produce at home. So you know you're eating natural products, and that's the most positive thing. I would like to do it personally, but also seek out restaurants or places where they use these systems.
And how about Carlo, who's contemplating setting up his own aquaponic farm in the future?
Very interesting, but I have to go into it in more detail. They'll send us the ebook and we'll see. It's definitely doable at home. There's a myriad of parameters to check, and you really have to be on top of it all. It's complicated, but I will do it.
Complicated it is, but if you like goldfish, have a spare corner at home, and want to produce the contents of your own salad bowl, DIY aquaponics may well be worth a try. Danny Mitzman, DW, Bologna.
DW.